Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's June 18th, 2024, and your new Trends Journal is coming out soon. Again, a weekly magazine, nothing like it anywhere, any place in the world. We give you history before it happens as the news media turns to shit. And here's the cover of the magazine. Yep, the fall of America, right in front of everybody's eyes, a fucking clown show. Again, who's your favorite clown? Donald Duck or Goofy? Goofy keeps falling. Donald Duck. Americans, ready? Record number of Americans dislike both Biden and Trump. This Pew Research. The number of Americans who hold negative views of both the Republicans, the Repulsivekins, repulsive pieces of scum shit. Like little Chuckie Schumer. I'll tell you what to do. I'm your senator. I'm your congressman. Look at this old fucking clown. Or, and Democrats. Democrats. Pieces of crap shit. Yep, it's the highest in decades, according to the poll published by Pew Research Center on Friday. You got it. Front runner, you know, it's a fucking joke. The country's turned to shit. We got shitheads running the show. Anyway, yeah, we are shitiots. Excuse me, I got it wrong. That's your Trends Journal cover. Yeah, we call it before everybody else does. I'm not going to vote for any of this fucking crap. Anyway, on to the markets. Markets are up again, has nothing at all to do with the reality on the street. They came out with the retail sales, right? They increased by the grand total of 0.1%. That's no fucking increase. Almost 70% of America's GDP is consumer spending because scumbags, presidents, sent our manufacturing out of this country with NAFTA, with the World Trade Organization, little slick Willie Clinton. Every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs way over Baghdad, now worth, you know, tens of millions and scores of millions of dollars for selling out the country, like one after another. Only 11% of America's GDP is manufacturing based. So all this bullshit that they're talking about, bringing back, you know, making chips here and everything, you know, shove it. It's a lot of crap. So looking at the real numbers and the equity markets, there's no correlation between Main Street and Wall Street. And then they revised the retail numbers down for April, and it was a minus 0.2%. So that little splurge after the COVID war is over. The markets are going to unwind at some point. When? Who knows? I would have thought they would have gone down already. But it's a rigged game. And if you need more proof of a rigged game, how about when they invented quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy? They didn't teach me either one in economics 101 at graduate school. So the thing is a fucking joke, and it's going to come down. America's largest private bus company, covering 500 cities across U.S., files for bankruptcy. Yeah, this was yesterday. The future of Megabus, the budget alternative to Greyhound, is under threat. I'm mentioning this because in this entire article, yeah, they mentioned briefly about how the transportation and bus service has gone down between cities. Matter of fact, between New York City and Jersey, the bus traffic is 45% of it was before the COVID war. That's right. So bus companies are going bust. But what's more important or equally sad is, number one, they don't mention a fucking word that political scumbags, little fucking pieces of shit, gave us the COVID war and made up this fucking crap to stay home. You can't go to school. Don't go out to the beach. Don't go send your kids to the playground. Remember all this crap? No scientific evidence. Again, the Trends Journal was the first magazine to call this bullshit. It broke out the COVID war in January 2020 in China. And it's Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. The headline of the Trends Journal on January 28th, 2020, coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this shit for? New Black Plague? Oh, by the way, 99.2% of the people are still alive. That's how many people died of COVID, hardly nothing compared to 8 billion people. And they called it the World Health Organization, they call themselves the World Health Organization, called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. So going back to the bus crisis, they're not putting it all together. Businesses are going out of business. Of the retail sales that went down, one of the sharpest declines is in the restaurant business. All the businesses that used to depend on commuters in big cities are going out of business. And as you can see by this photo, the cities are turning to shit. You left your heart in San Francisco? Yep. They ranked this as America's worst city. That's right. Right there in front of your eyes for all to see. And you got that little clowns that brought you this. That Gatso and Gavin Newsom. And that London breed over there in San Francisco. As they're partying, he's going to the French Laundry and dining and forcing everybody to stay home. Again, in this week's Trends Journal magazine, we have the numbers. Your office vacancy rate, meaning nobody in the buildings, in San Francisco is almost 37%. The office vacancy rate in 2019, before the COVID war, according to San Francisco government, was 5%. 37% now, 5% vacant then. Researchers at Wallet Hub found that San Francisco was the worst managed of all 140 major cities assessed in its report. The damning indictment of the administration of Mayor London Breed. The desolate reality of San Francisco's hollowed-out city center was laid bare early this month by footage showing every store, an entire retail block, shuttered and empty. The empty downtown area means less business paying property taxes, leading to a crippling almost $800 million budget deficit. And again, this isn't only in San Francisco. But what no one mentions, and only we're mentioning, is the office building bust that's going to lead to the banks going bust, that's going to bring down the equity markets, and it's going to bring gold prices to record highs, even up to $3,000 an ounce. And it's going to crash economies around the world when the banks go bust. All your details are in the Trends Journal about exactly what's going on and how bad it is that no one is talking about in this whole article with the America's largest private buses going bankrupt and San Francisco and other cities turning to shit. You know, going back to that cover of this week's Trends Journal, it's a joke that who's running our country. And here's the big article that's out in the Financial Times. Stars turn out for Biden rally. Another one, President Biden, Barack Obama ripped Donald Trump during starry LA fundraiser. Stars turn out Fucking little arrogant pieces of shit. Comedians. I'm an actor. I could play someone else who I'm not. And I do a good job of it. And I make a lot of money. Fuck you with your star shit. Shove it up your ass, you little fucks. You're the little scumbags that sold us the COVID war. Oh, you forgot the Kimmel clown? One after another. Stars, little shitheads running the country to ruin. Calm down, Salenti. Swallow their shit. Be a good American. Put on your mask. Don't forget to sanitize your hands before you jerk off. All right? Stand 6 feet apart. The wind blows exactly in straight lines. 6 feet and stops. Hey, remember all the plastic shields they put out in front of the counters when you cashed out? Oh, yeah, the wind doesn't go up, doesn't go around, doesn't go up, it doesn't come in from behind. Yeah. Wonder why the city and the fucking country is going to shit? Because shitiots are running the show. It's your Trends Journal cover back then. Los Angeles Democrats and Hollywood stars like George Clooney. Oh, your mother was Rosemary Clooney. Oh, yeah, Clooney. Oh, yeah, you got there because of your mama. It's one big club and you ain't in it. Need proof? Robert Gibbs, a former White House press secretary during the Obama administration, will be joining Warner Brothers Discovery to lead its communications team. Yep. All right. Oh, then you got your article in your Trends Journal here this week about all the fucking scumbags in Congress that serve in Congress, then collect your windfall. Yep, right here. Oh, and why you subscribe to the Trends Journal when your Trends Eye View stories? The British are coming. The British are coming to save our prostitute newsroom. That's right. CNN. Oh, yeah, this what that Warner Brothers. Oh, yeah, that Gibbsy boy. Yeah. CNN, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Daily Beast. One after another, bringing in the Brits. Yeah, the ones that the Americans fought against for the revolution. Now they're running our media. So you subscribe to the Trends Journal by going to trendsjournal.com, because journalism is dead, and we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you for the grand total of $2.50, 56 cents a week. Nothing. Yep. What a fucking joke. White House residents and Hollywood megastars. Who the fuck are you talking to, a megastar? We don't shit or piss. We're megastars. Shared the stage inside London's Peacock Theater. Yeah, Peacock. P-E-E-C-O-C-K. Peacocks. It turned out to be a record-setting fundraiser for President Biden's re-election. Jerry Kimmel, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, what a fucking joke. Headliners. A-list headliners. A-shit-list headliners. Ah, what a fucking 28. Let me see. Yeah. 28 million bucks. Oh, this is a democracy, all you little boys and girls. A democracy. Yeah. You don't have fucking money, you can't run for office. End of the story. It's again, one of your covers of your Trends Journal, May 21st. Plantation workers of Slavelandia. Robber Barons 2.0. That's who's running the show. See it? Yep. Private equity groups, hedge funds. Oh. Venture capitalists. Can't forget them. So going on to your Trends Journal. Trends on the economic market front. You consumer blues. Fed holding back on interest rate cuts. What are they going to do? I thought they would have cut them by now. But now with this data coming out showing retail sales down, we believe they're going to cut them. Again, could be wrong because they want to keep inflation down, and they think they're keeping inflation down by keeping interest rates high. So, you know, it's and then trends on the global economic front. This is our 90th week of when the economy falls, jobs go with it. You should see the job numbers that are coming out are nothing more than total. The jobs that are being created, the manufacturing jobs have left America. Matter of fact, one of our articles in this week's Trends Journal, we talk about when people used to shop until they drop and when they were building McMansions. Now they're working for Target. They're working for Walmart. They're working for Lowe's. They're working for Staples. And they're just nothing more than plantation workers. So they're not making any money. And so what's going on is that the jobs that are being created are in the service sector and social welfare sectors, that kind of sector. They're not high-paying jobs. So we're putting down the data. And again, when you're looking at what's going on with retail sales, it shows how people are hurting. And again, the worst is yet to come. The phony boom created after the COVID war, with the trillions of dollars of money they pumped into the economy, gave people, plus the zero interest rate policy, it's all over. And they're talking about an oil glut. Well, there is now more and more talk coming out that Israel will be attacking Lebanon. And if that happens, Hezbollah is not Hamas. Hezbollah, they call them a terrorist group. Yeah, these are the terrorist groups, the Lebanese people that threw Israel out in the 2006 war. These are real fighters. And here's an article just out in the Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Lebanon, part of the promised land. Yep, this is the group that just had a... They remember their plans for the establishment of the West Bank seemed equally outlandish 50 years ago, but it happened. And they go on, you have to dream. There are many obstacles, but we will bang our heads against the wall, and the wall will break in Lebanon as well. So they're ready to steal that as well. And they're selling this bullshit that they're the chosen people and God gave them this land. There's an estimated 4,000 religions. And here's the chart of showing how many are Jewish. Of the major religions, 31.5% Christians, 23.2% Muslims, 16.3% unaffiliated, 15% Hindu, 7.1% Buddhists, 0.2%. 0.2% of the people are telling us that they're the chosen people and God gave them this land. I'd say, hey, what if I don't believe in your God? Could you handle that? Oh, no, no. It says so right in the Torah. You know, paragraph 3, section 8. Save this shit. You're stealing the land. I don't want to hear it. Oh, and the people say, oh, America stole the land. Yeah. So that doesn't make it right. This is disgusting what's going on. The war is going to escalate. So as we're writing about where oil prices are, now you're seeing Brent crude back up to the $85 a barrel. One of the reasons why inflation is softer is that gas prices have gone down. They attack Lebanon. This thing's going to ramp up. You're going to see oil prices. Iran said they're going to get involved. Oil prices will spike to $130 plus a barrel. That's going to crash the economy and the equity markets. What bullshit this is. The arrogance of these people. Yep. Back in the 1970s, two of the people that spoke there, Weiss and Kotzova, were among the leaders of the movement that founded the Jewish settlements in Samaria and Hebron. Settlements, stolen land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. And now the word is that Netanyahu's complaining that America's holding back the weapons. And bullshit Blinken came out and said, no, we're not. We're giving you more weapons. Yeah, more weapons to continue the genocide. Anyway, you have a whole section here on the Israel war, whole section on the Ukraine, what's going on in Ukraine, geopolitical trends, and trends in technocracy. Again, one after another, again, we want to get this book by Joe Duran, The Synthetic Devolution. You get it on Amazon. And that's one of our top trends, by the way, for 2024. I said to Joe, it should be Devolution, D-E-V-I-L. Trends in high-tech science, trends in AI, both by Ben Davis, and trends in cryptos. Oh, by the way, the little guy, one of our articles, Ukraine's play the piano with his penis president rejects latest peace Putin peace offer. Remember, the guy playing the president of Ukraine, again, we talk about stars. This is how they prop up these shitheads, stars. He was a sitcom guy. And you get the video. We've got the link in the Trends Journal of when he was a sitcom guy playing the piano with his penis. Yeah. That's the dick running Ukraine. What else do we got here? Trends in geopolitics. Again, more and more. We're giving you everything we can give you. Trends I views. And it's very important also that we're having a Peace and Freedom rally here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom on September 28th. So far, Judge Andrew Napolitano and Scott Ritter will be the speakers. We'll be giving you more information on it as we get closer. And by the way, going back to the cover of the Trends Journal magazine with little Joey Biden, always falling out of his mind, the fall of America. The Clayton Morris, redacted, in a show I've been on a number of times, and I remember him when I used to be on Fox, they used to have me on talking about the economy back in the day when I called the 2008, Panic of 08, before anybody, I took out the domain name in 2007. He used to be on them. He's saying that in all likelihood, and a number of people are saying it, they're going to replace Biden because every day Biden can't talk. He keeps flubbing and falling. And I think they're going to put, and he thinks they're going to put, and I agree with him, arrogant Gavin Newsom. You don't get more arrogant than him, boy. That look on his face. My daddy worked for the Getty gang. Who are you? He was a lawyer for them. And I'm a member of the club. So again, it's one big club and you ain't in it, as George Collins said. This is the guy, you're talking about the destruction of San Francisco. He was the first one to lock down. That was the first state to lock down. And the little other shit bastard, daddy's boy, Andy Cuomo was number two in New York. Making up shit. They destroyed. No one's talking about the incalculable damage caused by these little slime balls who caused the COVID war. And again, to see the fall of America, there's this picture over here in the Wall Street Journal. Look at this. Look at this picture. It's showing Southwest Airlines air travel in the 1970s. Look at the shape of these stewardesses. By the way, that's the chicks when you used to fly, you wanted to meet. Look how hot they looked. Look at what the country looked like. And now, look what your Trends Journal cover, how we've degraded into blimp-itis. We're number one. We're number one. So there you got it. It's up to us to change it. Because if we allow these political parasites to keep doing it, it's finished. World War III's begun. The Ukraine war and Israel war are going to continue to escalate. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be hell on earth. There's going to be nuclear annihilation. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow, Judge Napolitano. And I will be doing our podcast Wednesday at 6 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.